This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Something is afoot in the world's most secretive country. For the first time in decades, North Korea is set to hold a conference of its Workers' Party. Outside the country, no one knows for sure what will happen or even when the event starts, but it is widely believed that North Korea's ailing ruler, Kim Jong-il, could be set to pass the reins to the next generation. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
It's a sign of how little we know about North Korea that analysts have been passing poetry for political signals. More specifically, one particular poem in the country's official newspaper. One line read, "We hear the sound of those vigorous footsteps that have perfectly inherited the mettle and vigor of our general." This was taken as code. "Our general" refers to current leader Kim Jong-il. Inheriting his mettle appears to justify a third-generation dynastic succession. The biggest signal, however, was "Footsteps," the name of this propaganda song released last year in praise of Kim's third son and chosen heir Kim Jong-un. This is what counts as political analysis in North Korea. What is clear, however, is that Pyongyang is about to hold a Workers' Party conference. Andrei Lankov of Kukmin University in Seoul says it's hugely symbolic.
Last time such a gathering took place in 1980, it met to announce that Kim Jong-il would become the successor, the heir designate to his father. So we can be fairly sure that Kim Jong-un's promotion is going to happen.
North Korean television is already reporting the election of delegates to the conference. Little is known about Kim Jong-un, except that he's about 27, he studied in Switzerland and likes Eric Clapton. North Korea watcher Tsai Jian from Fudan University in Shanghai says in view of his age and experience, he may first be given a party post.
Many foreign analysts believe he may be appointed to a position in the organization department, which is in charge of promoting government officials. He could use that position to appoint people he trusts and build up his own power base.
Chinese television reporting on Kim Jong-il's recent meeting with President Hu Jintao in northeast China. The trip is widely seen as a courtesy call, introducing his son to China's leaders. Also on the trip was Jang Song-taek, his brother-in-law. He's thought to be a key figure, a kind of regent who could shepherd through the transition.
I'm expecting a wave of change that will sweep through the institutions of North Korea over the next 6 months.
Glyn Ford is a former EU lawmaker who's visited North Korea 20 times. He's just returned from Pyongyang and believes economic reform could be in the offing.
The evidence seems to be at the moment that there's a swing towards the socialist modernizers.
One sign pointing towards this is the recent rehabilitation of Park Pong-ju, a reformist premier who was fired and sent to work as a factory manager. Following widely unpopular currency reforms in his absence, he's now back with a Workers' Party post. But Choi Soo-yong from Korea Institute of National Unification in Seoul disagrees that this is meaningful.
North Korea is still keeping in check the forces attempting to transition to a market economy. Even if the regime undergoes rejuvenation, the focus will remain on strengthening the socialist system.
But transitions are politically risky, threatening entrenched interests. And Pyongyang could be preparing for the worst. A little notice official visit hints at this. A Chinese military commander in charge of Shenyang, which neighbors North Korea, was welcomed to Pyongyang by the head of state Kim Yong-nam. Sources say this unusually high-level reception could hint at emergency plans being laid. It also sends an unmistakable warning. Don't destabilize the transition of power or else. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.